I want to speak to Avril Hall Callaghan, the General Secretary of the Ulster Teachers Union. Avril, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
That's a pretty gloomy picture that's painted there. Yes, it is highlighted that the incidents aren't happening in every school, obviously, but is it any worse now than it would have been 25 years ago?
Oh, I think it is much worse, Frank. I've been in this job for that length of time, and certainly we've seen the picture change over that time period. There just doesn't seem to be the same respect for teachers that there once was. And parents, unfortunately, sometimes add to that problem because they, if their child is involved in an incident, rather than taking the child aside and dealing with them, they actually come back and take a claim against the teacher.
Is it partly down to the fact that 25 years ago the teacher could have hit the kid a couple of slaps to beat him back whenever he or she came forward?
Well, I wouldn't like to see us going back to those days. I think corporal punishment was not a good thing. So, I don't think that's it. I think we live now in a changed society. And unfortunately, with the government austerity measures, I think it's going to become somewhat worse. You have pressures at home for children. You'd maybe parents who are unemployed. And all of that piles pressure onto the children. They come into school and they have to let that pressure out somewhere.
You see, my memory of school is one whereby the teachers ruled because they had respect, and part of that respect came from the fact that you were fearful of the hiding you might get as a result of stepping out of line. Some guys would have gone toe-to-toe with the teacher occasionally, and a big issue would have been made of it in the school, but it never went beyond that. There was an apology issued, and the teacher brushed himself down, and that was the end of it. But with regards to the pupils, they fought every day in my memory. Certainly every week there would have been a major fight. That would have been part of going to school.
Well, I suppose that is part of growing up, is the rough and tumble of it all. But it's when it gets past the point where it's just friendly rough and tumble.
And what I don't mean friendly rough and tumble, I mean people congregating in the sports area to have a proper fight to settle an issue, and maybe 200 kids gathering round, like, you know, the supporters of one camp or other, and teachers having to wade in to separate it. That's my memory of what, in inverted commas, a good fight at school. The like of that would be looked upon now as a major outbreak of violence where you'd have to get the Deputy First Minister in to sort it out.
Yeah, well, I think the culture's very different now, and I think because of all the measures schools put in to put discipline into pupils, I don't think that situation is just as bad. I don't think you would get huge groups. Possibly the only one that I've heard of recently like that actually happened outside the school grounds, because schools are relatively safe for pupils.
So with that picture in mind, that schools are relatively safe in this day and age, are today's teachers not gurning compared to the teachers of yesteryear who maybe had a more difficult time bringing kids up and teaching kids in troubled times, when they'd be going out at 3:30, certainly where I went to school, going out at 3:30 in the evening for a bit of recreational rioting?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they were getting rid of all their frustrations outside the school. I don't know. I know certainly that there seems to be this culture now that it's almost expected that children can attack teachers, particularly in the special sector, where, you know, there are not, because of the cutbacks in education, there are not the support services there any longer. And if teachers complain, they're simply told, sorry, we've no money for extra help for you. And I think that's wrong. And we have been calling on the Department of Education to do something about that. They carried out a survey a couple of years ago, and they seemed to be quite pleased that it wasn't as bad as they thought it might be in terms of violence in schools. But nevertheless, the level of violence that you've highlighted in that report earlier shows that something has to be done. And it's a matter of getting the resources into the schools to help the teachers cope.
The resources and every aspect of implementing assistance within a school at whatever level, all of that is hugely important. But you make it sound like as if a teacher in a difficult school almost needs someone to be riding shotgun.
Well, I think it's more a case of there are a wide range of pupils with differing needs nowadays, and they all need to be stretched to their potential. And unless there are enough physical bodies in the room to make sure that they are getting on with the work they're meant to be doing, then maybe that's not going to happen, and that's when they become disruptive. I mean, we have seen a drop in the number of classroom assistants that are employed, and I think, quite frankly, that's a bad move. I know there are concerns from pupils with special needs that the new special educational needs review may well cut back the number of classroom assistants available to them. And I think that is all adding to the picture.
What can a teacher do who is being attacked?
Well, obviously they are trained in how to restrain and so on. But unfortunately, that doesn't always work out. And as I said earlier, they quite honestly can face litigation from parents in certain circumstances.
And everyone knows their rights, quite understandably, everyone knows their rights. But is there a situation whereby some kids are goading the teacher into a situation in the hope of making a claim?
That could be part of it, yes. And, I mean, we do live in a litigious society, and the number of claims against teachers have risen hugely over the years.
And a teacher who is in a difficult position with genuinely unruly individuals who are making his or her life a misery, what form of recourse do they actually have?
Well, we generally advise them to ask their principal to carry out a risk assessment, because every principal has a duty of care for teachers, and they have to have a safe environment to work in. They're like every other worker. They can't be put into a position of danger. So we ask that risk assessments be carried out. Quite often those risk assessments will advise that an extra adult is put in the room, but quite often there isn't the money to provide it.
And with regards to teachers who are finding it exceptionally difficult, are some of them off ill as a result of this? Are some of them off on stress, or is that overstating it?
I would say that a small proportion of teachers, yes, come to the point where they cannot face going into the classroom, and they are actually off their health. Breaks down, yeah.
Because, you know, listening to you speaking and listening to the report last night reminds me of how difficult it is for some teachers in some schools. But I think we need to emphasise, and you'll accept this, and the report certainly highlighted it with Sharon O'Neill, it's not a widespread problem.
It's not widespread, but for those teachers that are affected by it, it is a major problem, and it could be a career-ending problem, because some of them end up, their health breaks down and they end up losing their jobs.
Yeah, it must be very tough to get up of a morning and head into a school environment where you know there will be particular children who are hell-bent on making your life a misery.
Absolutely. None of us would want to face that situation at work. I know I enjoy coming to work. I'm sure you do too, Frank. And I would hate to be in the position of a teacher who was going in to face a recurring indiscipline class.
How do we get rid of those kids?
I don't think it's a matter of getting rid of them. As I said earlier, it's a matter of putting in the resources to help with the problem. And if necessary, take those children out and, you know, deal with them on an individual basis before putting them back into class. I mean, there are withdrawal units where children who are particularly bad can be put for a period of time, say 3 months, 6 months, and then return to their school. But there just aren't enough of those kind of resources around.
But it's more or less impossible to get a child expelled now, isn't it?
It is, and maybe that's right as well, because, I mean, children all deserve an education. I think we have to think of creative ways of dealing with the problems they have and trying to get to the source of what is causing them to be so violent.
But do they really deserve an education in a mainstream environment if their parents have no respect for the system and they have no respect for the system and they are going toe-to-toe with a teacher, making that teacher's life a misery, making it impossible for the other 29 kids in the classroom, and then going home and getting support from their parents who say, yeah, you stand up to that teacher because that teacher is whatever that teacher is. And it seems to be like a family system almost, where you take on the teacher in the school, and the behaviour pattern of the child is utterly unacceptable. They cross the line on a regular basis. Should the authorities not be able to say, enough's enough, away you go, no more, want nothing to do with you?
Well, again, I think it's a matter of changing the culture. We have been trying to get the employers to send out supportive literature to teachers to get them through all these difficulties. And I think it's maybe a matter of, for example, our education minister, who has been very supportive of teachers, coming out more regularly and saying that this kind of behaviour is not acceptable.
Avril, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Avril Hall-Callaghan, the General Secretary of the Ulster Teachers Union. It's